Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This year, the Lads Podcast is hitting the red dirt at the 2025 Fink Desert Race, and we're stoked to have the absolute legends at Black Cat Civil riding shotgun with us and helping us vlog this year's Fink Desert Race.
That's correct, Sniffy, and Black Cat Civil isn't just a name. They're a force in the Australian civil construction and mining game. They've been building the backbone of Australia since 2006, with a team built on precision, grit, and good old Australian fashion hard work. Black Cat Civil has a huge range of capabilities in major earthworks, dam constructions, and building roads that Australians drive on.
That's right, and we're going to go visit Black Cat in the Northern Territory, more particular in their Alice Springs office, which is in the heart of the Fink Desert Race. These guys get it done, and they get it done right.
And now they're helping us lads bring our own brand of chaos to the desert. From the shed to the sand, we're pumped to have their support as we chase dust, danger, and a bloody good time at the Fink.
Yeah, big thanks to Jai and Brendan at Black Cat Civil. Check them out at blackcatcivil.com.au and keep your ears on the Lads Podcast and your eyes on our socials as we take on the biggest off-road race in the country, the Fink Desert Race 2025. Our vlogs are up on the Lads Podcast Patreon platform. And if you like to find the link in the Instagram and Facebook site, go check them out.
Woo!
Yeah, let's go!
Fucking let's do it.
Alrighty, folks, before we dive into this episode, we've got to give a shout out to our amazing sponsor, Peak Productions.
Nothing like the sound of crisp quality. And speaking of quality, Peak Productions deliver top-notch videography to elevate your business social media game.
Absolutely. They create videos that not only look fantastic, but also drive real engagement from promos to storytelling. Peak Productions has the magic touch.
So, if you want to stand out online, hit up Peak Productions. Trust us, you'll love it, the results, just as much as I love this beer.
Yeah, check them out at www.peakproductions.com.au or check out their socials and let them take your brand to the next level.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, God.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Lads Podcast. Yes, this is Barney with a slightly modified voice. How the fuck are you, Stiffy?
Mate, I am in the same boat as you.
Yeah. It's not imposters you're listening to. It's us.
No, it is just us.
We're fucking broke.
Welcome to the Lads Podcast, lifestyle, adventure, and daily stories. And we're suffering a bit of Man Flu 3000. Is that what we're calling it?
Man Flu 3000. Yeah. It's a nasty one.
I'm on day fucking 8.
Oh, mate, it's been nasty.
It's been pretty bad, eh?
Fucking nasty.
Anyone out there that's suffering the man flu this time of year, it's a real thing.
It is a real thing, and it's, it'd kill a normal bloke, but yeah, we're here. We're fucking recording. He's fucking going again. Sit down.
Yeah, and I'll try not to cough into the microphone too much.
Your flu's slightly different than mine. I don't have the cough. I've just got the sneezes and the farts. He's broken this.
Yeah, no, I don't have the sneezes or the farts, but I have a yucky cough. My lungs are not the best at the moment.
Nah.
But I'll tell you what might fix that is...
I reckon a tinny.
I think if we get into that fridge, eh? And they always say fucking just drown the fucking thing and might fix it. But anyway, here we go.
Abba.
Oh, that's solid. Oh, that's a solid, bruz. What are we actually drinking today? Cheers,
mate. We're Waywood, I think. Something Waywood. Like that.
Yeah, a Waywood. Lazy hail or something? Was that what it called?
A lazy hail.
Was it a lazy?
A lazy hail. Oh, fuck, a lazy pale ale, I think.
Hazy mid.
Fuck, I got that. I got it fucking really wrong. Fuck, mate.
Because I couldn't give a fuck right now.
Mate,
you know?
I'm on that much fucking medication at the moment. When I walk, I sound like a fucking skeleton having a wink in a biscuit tin. It's fucking, I'm on all sorts of pills.
Yeah, nice. Well, fucking, I'll tell you what, and one beer might send that medication over the fucking edge, too.
Oh, you never know. Fucking hold on. Strap in.
It might be a fucking, we might end this show on a fucking river.
You never know. We'll pass out in the fucking corner.
That's it. Well, what an adventure we've been on. Now, pre-show, we just sort of discussed this. Now, for anyone listening, we've just gotten back from the desert race.
Yep.
But this episode we're recording right now, we're going to pre-record this and drop it after the next episode we actually record. So tomorrow night, in real time, we're actually recording with Justin Ryder and Noah from Peak Performance.
Peak Productions.
Like, he was running a Peak Performance.
Yeah, he was, wasn't he? He's a fucking sniper, that fellow.
Fucking legend. So we're actually recording tomorrow night and we'll drop that one first. So this one's on the back end of that. But anyway, if it's complicated out there in the audio world, the listener world, you just have to catch up.
Don't worry about it. We'll sort it out.
So this will be dropped after the next episode that we record. So we're sort of doing a pre-tensed episode and we're going to start from, you want to start from the pretty much, let's not talk about Fink at all. Let's talk about the road home.
The road home.
The travel home out of Fink or out of Alice Springs,
Alice Springs, back to Brisbane.
How good's a fucking good old road trip?
Mate, a road trip's good. You know what makes a fucking road trip even better?
I think I know what you're going to say.
Fuck, mate. I'm going to
I know what you're going to say.
Elon Musk.
Oh, sorry. No, I was going to say, well, before you drop the bomb, let's turn the clock back a bit and go, well, what does make a road trip before you say this word? So if you're playing, you know, you're driving. Remember when we didn't have it on the way out there, right? We had to occupy ourselves.
Yeah, a bit of ice pie.
A good old fucking... Now, this is a three-day road trip, ladies and gentlemen. So we had to keep ourselves occupied for a fucking while.
And a couple of those days were 16 hours too. Because we had a lot of stops and backwards and forwards and did a lot of buddy...
Yeah.
Lots of videoing and fucking bits and pieces. But correct. She's big trip.
She's big days.
Big trip.
So the old ice pie came out.
Yep.
And I don't know who won that game or it just went around in circles. Didn't it? And fuck, man, how was... I probably should leave that for the next episode of the red dragon, the black dragon that I think... Did you make that up?
We had some call signs for the cars and it just fucking fell into place. As things do, like when you're on a road trip, fucking I don't know who made it up or who done it, but we had our call signs and that never left the whole way. Like that fucking, that was just, that was good. But the trip home, so there was a bit of sadness in it. Like there was everyone not feeling fucking really cheery or fucking chirpy and shit. Like we were supposed to go to the casino and finish the race first and then go to the casino. And so there was a bit of, it's always the way, like it's a long trip home if you haven't fucking accomplished it. And mate, nothing to fucking what JR specs, mate, because he's fucking shit builds are fucking
correct.
Awesome. So nothing to do with him. But
and I guess we can talk about the car because this is dropping after the other episode.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
We can actually talk about what actually happened because we're not... So JR built that fucking car phenomenally and everything that he did, A-spec and didn't fail. The failing component was a stock part, of course, but that put us out of the race.
A stock part that fucking corkscrewed the fucking tail shaft.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck me. Like that's some serious fucking torque to make those fucking things fucking twist up like a twisty.
And you know, a big eye-opener was when Noah did that slow-mo video of us going through the whoops there. Yeah. And, of course, everything's just unloading, then loading up, and unloading and loading up. So it all comes down to
there's
load.
More torque there than a Tupperware party, that's for sure.
Fucking oath. So, we didn't finish the race, so we end up coming home, like packing up and coming home earlier, which your listeners would already know that because we've already dropped the episode. So, that puts a downer on the way home. Like, that first day to come home, it's just like, oh.
Fucking didn't stop us, though, did it?
Didn't fucking stop us. Nah. No way.
We turned that fucking downer into a fucking bender.
So, let's talk about what makes a road trip fucking more enjoyable when you're on a bit of a downer.
And we're talking 2025. So, you've got fucking, because we're at the middle of fucking nowhere.
Absolute nowhere,
bros. Like, the middle of fucking nowhere, and you've got, like...
There's nothing.
We're panicking about fucking if we can get to the next fucking fuel stations, which you'll hear in the fucking...
You would have heard.
Yep. So, already. Mate, there's all that. So, you've got fucking... You've got adventure. You've got fucking
drama.
You've definitely got stories.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you got drama. It's mate, it's we are dead set in the middle of fucking nowhere, fucking traveling through. And then to get Starlink on top of that.
Yeah, that's a game just changer.
Fucking changes. So what do you do when we get Starlink?
Well,
like to make it better.
What do you
like?
Well, a number of things you can do, and I'm gonna start off by you got to put it in perspective as well that you've got three people in each car and you've got one driver and that driver needs to concentrate on the road. So let's not get away from this concentration on the driver. So this is for the other two people in the car to really keep them entertained, which then keeps the driver entertained, which keeps his concentration on the go as well.
Yeah, if we're all awake, he's awake. He's, so
correct.
So that's an important thing.
I'm going to start off with, I think we started off on a bit of YouTube and a bit of bloody...
Yep.
I think I put the MotoGP on too.
Yeah, we watched the MotoGP and bloody... That was... devastating, that first one, and then the race. What was his name? The two that crashed out?
The brothers, the Marquez boys. They crashed out of the fucking race, and then the red flag came out. So the fuckers got a restart. How good's that?
How fucking tinny is that?
That is, you know, you couldn't script that. You couldn't put a bet on that, okay, they're going to start, they're both going to crash, and then by lap 2.5, they cancelled the race, and because they haven't done enough laps yet, the actual rules in the organization is a complete restart.
Yep.
So they were able to run back to the sheds, the pits, and jump on their spare bikes and fucking start the race again.
Yep.
Like lucky as fuck. Really? Yep. Lucky as fuck.
Now, once we got off the YouTube, we got onto a bit of fucking... Well, even on the trip up there, was a bit of fucking shit music going on. So they had to go up fucking shit music trying to fucking...
I think I had my fucking Tay-Tay playing at one stage.
We got recordings of that too. So you're not going to get fucking missed out on that one. So you've been caught out.
Well, we probably should give a bit of a yell out to the Patreon website because we did... That's why we took Noah along to this whole plot. Mm. And no doubt we would have said this in the previous episode as well. But anyone listening, jump on our Patreon website. If you just jump in our Instagram or Facebook pages, you click the link, takes you there. It's $5 a month.
Yep.
Right? And that $5 a month is nothing.
Yep.
I think on the homepage it says something like $27 and rah, rah, rah. Just ignore that. Hit the membership button or check memberships or whatever. And it's $5 a month. Now, if that $5 a month is going to give you some fucking ripper laughs out of our golf vlog that we've already done. And Noah's going to make, I think, three vlogs out of this adventure that we've just done. So we'll drop them every couple of weeks. So there's months worth of entertainment for you lads and lasses out there to get your head around. So I just wanted to give that a plug. It's $5 a month. Jump on board.
It'll be like you're coming away on the journey with us.
Exactly right. And that $5 is just going to be put reinvested into doing more vlogs, especially with Noah from Peak Productions, but also doing our own thing as well.
Yep.
So yeah, shout out to Patreon. Jump on board. I want to see the numbers grow and you guys get to see firsthand a visual of what we're talking about.
Yep.
Yeah.
It'd be good. So getting back onto the road trip on the way home. So then we fucking loaded up the fucking Neds account. The Neds account. So we started fucking betting on the fucking pan liquors, fucking driving across the fucking desert. In the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yep.
And that really fucking lifted it. Oh, like
didn't
fucking the morale's just fucking
and betting,
got right into it.
Betting on the doggies, like everyone gambled responsibly, of course, but betting on the doggies, we all had a purse size of just $50, right?
Yep.
And $50,
lasted us for fucking forever.
Ages.
Yeah.
But the best thing about Neds is they've got that live feature where you can watch the fucking race. So we're betting on doggies. But we're also being able, with Starlink, we were able to watch the whole race and the whole car and the atmosphere and the whole charisma thing. Like our attitudes went from fucking pretty low.
Yeah.
And we were buzzing.
We were
fucking buzzing. And tell me how'd you pick your horses? You always had a bit of juju, didn't you?
Like, yeah, it was always a bit of juju. So it was about the race or fucking something that we've been talking about. So there was one was a Bentley dog.
And yes.
We'd seen the Team Bentley out there.
Team
now,
Bentley.
If you'd seen the Team Bentley's fucking vehicles, so I think there's three trucks that race in the Fink.
Yeah.
And, mate, they've got trucks, they've got motorhomes, and it's just a name that stuck on me.
Yep.
And I opened up my Facebook page, and my niece is a Bentley as well. And she, I just went, oh, that's Juju. The next dog come up was Bentley, so I went, fucking that's my dog.
Yep.
And, mate, the thing come home, mate, I think fucking $180 or something, $5 or something on this thing. And,
yeah,
it was just
so good.
No form whatsoever was coming into it. It was just fucking something that meant a name to you and just fun.
Yeah. And you know what it did was those 12-hour days, even though they were 12-hour days, they didn't feel like 12-hour days because the laughing and the whole fucking I mean, you, me and Noah in one car really for 6 days. Three out and three back.
Yeah.
Right? And sniffing each other's farts. Now, your farts, man, they are next level. Seriously. You've got something going on.
Yeah, there's...
I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
Yeah, what was that fucking KFC and the pineapple?
Was it?
The pineapple fucks me. Yeah,
I'm just lucky on the way home that my nose was that fucking blocked. The only reason I knew you did a fart was Noah put the windows down because I couldn't smell nothing.
Yeah, that's sorry about that, Noah. Yeah. Not sorry.
Yeah, fucking. So road trips are just so much fun.
They are.
Yeah, and I mean, you've got to be with some lads or lasses that make it fun too.
Yeah.
Even if you are on a downer or if it's one of those things that have happened. But Starlink, my old mate Elon, fuck man,
hats
that's a game changer.
And then we got onto the fucking Keno.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
tell me about your Keno bet.
I've heard about this fucking Keno online sort of shit, and I thought, fuck it, I'm going to give this a go. So I uploaded $100 into her and went, fucking, I'm just going to go $1 games and do 100 games of fucking set numbers.
Yep.
And about fucking, I don't know, 6-7 numbers into it, I said, I'm fucking bored with this, so I'm going to pick my own numbers and shit.
Yep.
And just went to my 13, 33 and 72 numbers.
Yep.
And I don't know, I think it might have been $5 a fucking go on it. And we got out a servo and I fucking checked my phone, there's fucking 500 and something bucks into the account.
I know.
I'm going, fucking cheering. So the first thing I done was fucking got that and fucking took that straight out of the account, left myself some fucking play money.
Yeah,
And just going, we just had so much fun, the fucking
Absolutely.
Heads and tails. And Correct. Again, fucking gamble responsible and
Exactly.
gamble.
And that's what you did.
Got, so.
You put that $500, I think you took $400 out, whatever.
I took $300, put back into the account.
Back in the account. So you got play money.
Yeah,
you got
play
free
money. Yeah, so we were just fucking rolling
so
with
good.
It.
Fucking yeah. That was so good. I enjoyed the trip. It was so good.
Yeah. And the hot boxes.
Fucking,
mate, I'll tell you what, that fucking Noah.
Fuck,
he can stay over a fucking hot box, can't he?
I'll tell you what, he's going to have to watch himself because when we're out there, I got him to help me in the car. He jumped in the car to help with audio stuff. He couldn't fit in the seat. I had to put some fucking Vaseline on his ass. He's got a big ass.
He's a big boy.
He's a growing boy.
He's 21. He's a baby.
He's
my baby boy.
The hot box, didn't we rape the hot box?
Oh, fuck, mate. It's just so convenient. And I'll tell you what, the further you get out west, like all these ones around Brisbane, you're going to have to fucking lift your games because these guys have got their fucking hot box hot box going on.
And it doesn't matter what time you pull into that servo, those hot boxes, there was one servo, there was three hot boxes. One was off and two were operating. It just shows you like they just get smashed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 100%
nailed.
But here in Brizzy, if you don't go in, if you go in before 6 a.m., there's fucking nothing in there. And it comes 8:30, they've turned that thing off. 8:30 a.m., like the brekkie run's done. Not out west,
she's
pumped
all night.
Yeah, what was your go to for this sort of trip?
Mine was it's always a Chico roll.
Yeah,
yeah, Chico roll with plenty of fucking salt on her. And if Noah doesn't get all the fucking dim sims out of the fucking box, you've got to get him before him and just get a couple dim sims and leave him seven or so behind. So,
that's the thing. If there was 10 dim sims, the prick would get nine of them.
Yeah, get nine.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
No, I certainly did go for the dim simmies as well. I get about two or three of the normal dim simmies. And then you know those bigger ones, the chicken dim sims? I was a dirty whore for them.
Fucking dripping down your chin.
Yeah.
I did get back onto the scales when I got home too. She's 3.2 kilos up.
Well, you didn't shit. That's your problem.
I didn't actually.
You were 3 days older. It was like you hadn't taken a fucking dump yet. And I was doing 2 a day.
And when I did, it was like a fucking, when I was wiping, it was like a brown crayon stuck up there. Just wouldn't go. I think it was dehydrated a little bit too. So not that we really got on the piss big time out there either. So it wasn't that. It was, I think probably just dehydrated and sitting on it.
Yeah, or road tripping, you're sort of sitting on.
Yeah,
on.
And just eating fucking greasy food.
Tell you what, that day too, coming home when, being I had the flu, the first day out of Alice Springs, we drove to Barkley. Then that second day, I jumped in the back seat. We called that the sick bay.
Yep.
And I remember coming into Mount Isa and I, because old mate fucking ran out of fuel. But anyway, we'll talk about that. And we had to do that. And we got back into Mount Isa and I got out for a stretch and I saw the pharmacy. And I'm like, right, I'm going in the pharmacy to get some pseudo, like just to fucking drown this thing and get back in the sick bay. And as I got out of the car and walking toward the pharmacy, I didn't even see it, but my nostrils went, what the fuck's that? They're actually working at this stage. Oh, fucking Dirty Bird KFC was there.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I'm going in there for I was only going to go in there for like my hangover food is a large chips with extra seasoning. And I was just going to go in and get that. And I didn't even know Big Bun was in there, like Noah from, anyway. So I've walked in there and he's already fucking ordered 16,000 bags or whatever. And I've just gone, and he's convinced me, he's gone, yeah, I've got fucking Burger Feast or whatever. I'm like, right, fuck, now I need a burger. So anyway, I got this full feed, went to the pharmacy, got a heap of fucking pseudo, jumped in that sick bay in the back of the Red Rocket or the Red Dragon and just passed out again. It was so good.
You filled the fucking, belly up. Mate, it was like you were bloody time traveling or shit, wasn't it? Like fucking waking up in towns. And
that 12 hours went for me like about 2 hours because you just pass out.
Yeah.
It was so good. You get comfy and you just...
Not good to be sick, but yeah, fucking to have that whole back seat to yourself and just fucking rug up in a little doona and snuggle in.
Fucking oath. Yeah. So the road trip home, from a downer, from when we left Alice, we were all feeling down.
Yep.
But we all pulled it together, you know.
We sparked it back up again and got it going. So.
Yeah, definitely.
And that didn't leave until like that's 3 days, as we were saying, on the way back home. Every one of those days was a fucking...
Yeah.
Having a pun on the fucking dogs.
Yeah, I know.
Having a pun on the dogs and on the fucking Keno. And
yeah.
No, I wasn't though, fortunately. So he didn't have a pun at all. So.
Well, I mean, he was having a few punts on my phone and a few punts on your phone.
He was actually picking all mine. So I'd get him to read it out. And yeah, it was good.
Yeah. It's fucking great.
Gamble responsibly.
So yeah, anyway, we're back home now. We're going to try and get back into the swing of it. By the time you hear this episode... you'll probably be away working because you're about to leave to go on a swing, aren't you?
Yeah, I leave on Tuesday to go back up. So I've got a few things I've got to do on Monday. So I'm having Monday off as well and head up there Tuesday morning. So
this episode will drop in a couple of weeks and then you'll be back. This next episode after this episode, we'll probably be back into some normality anyway. Because realistically, we've been talking about this Fink for a couple of episodes. We did an episode with Jamie out there at Alice Springs. How good was that?
That was great. Good to catch up with the man again.
Absolutely. So shout out again, Jamie. I know you're a listener now. So thanks for allowing the lads to come in and use your shed. And we left some equipment there as well on one or a couple of nights. So yeah, massive thank you.
Thank you.
And the word must have gotten out because his episode has gone bazonkers.
Has it?
Absolutely. Nice. So that's fantastic that his episode's been able to go a little bit viral.
Yeah, and if anyone wants to tick off a bucket list item, and I know it was for us when we did it, was we started doing the Endeavour rallies, which Jamie's was doing, and then over to, well, when you listen to the episode, you'll find out. And then now it's Road Boss Rally. If you want to go on a fair dinkum tour and meet some fair dinkum people, get on board with fucking Road Boss Rally. And give that one a go. If you don't like it, we can't help you.
Yeah, correct. Absolutely. And Alice Springs turned its fucking... Alice Springs always turns it on and it did it again. And I'm so stoked that we get the opportunity to spend, you know, a week out in Alice Springs.
You know what I was really impressed with Alice Springs is because we had a few technical issues with the car and that and the sounds and all the rest of it for the GoPros and that. 90% of the times when we went to go get something, it was in stock.
Yes.
Like you go into Brisbane to get like a queer little item.
And they've got to order it from the warehouse.
You've got to order it.
Yeah.
But it's in stock.
Well, they kind of have to. They do a really good job.
They did a top job, mate. First time to Alice Springs, first time to Northern Territory. Love it. I'm going back.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
We probably won't cover this little topic on, well, we might, but I want to bring it up again if not. The scrutineering night. Remember we gave out all the stubby coolers, right? But we've probably already talked about that heavy. One thing I want to bring up was Mark. From South Australia.
Yep.
He came and got a stubby cooler. He's never listened to a podcast ever before. And he came back an hour later wanting to buy the sign, like our lad's sign, with our ugly melon on it and whatnot. And we came up with this bit of a deal that what he was supposed to do was, right, you can have a sign. You don't need to buy it, but have a sign. But on your way home, we want to see you take some photos of the sign at, you know, destinations on your road trip home. Yep. Like we've just talked about our road trip home. And we made Mark do that. And for his shout out to Mark, he's done a fantastic job. We got about like 10 photos of him road tripping home back to South Australia. And I think that sign is now up in his shed.
Yep.
So
it's in his man cave.
Just that whole connection between the podcast and people, you know, our community is growing.
Yeah. We met some great people. And again, thanks to Tommy for giving us all those stubby coolers that we could hand out for nothing. And it was just great meeting people, hearing their stories and stuff like that. Yeah. That was fantastic.
I think next year when we do it, because we'll be doing this again,
We might fly out though. JR, you're going to have a mission driving out through two or three cars. But anyway.
I actually did have a quick look.
You already booked flights?
Yeah. No. When we were coming home.
Yeah, that's right.
I just had a quick look and it was like a $500-something flight back and just going,
that would be
bad.
You would have missed out on those 3 days road
exactly,
trip.
Exactly, mate, and those awesome stories. And correct. Yeah, and you guys would have missed out on my farts. And yeah.
Exactly right. Yeah. So, it was good. I think thanks TC Coolers for jumping on board and giving those coolers for us, because we gave them out for people in Rara. Next year, I think we're going to take 300 or 400, because didn't they just go off like
mate,
nuts?
They were gone.
Yeah. That was great. Yeah.
We had a couple of great salespeople on the team, though, too.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Mikey's family, Mikey and Lauren and the kids.
Mate, yeah. Thank you so much for all your help. And,
absolutely. The girls did, they just were on
everyone, mate. Everyone on that whole team, everyone that was there was just a pleasure to be around.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It made it comfortable. It made it, it just made everything fucking awesome.
So, we're finished with that.
Yep.
How did you go? What have you been up to since you come back?
When we get back, Wednesday night. So Thursday, straight to work, mate. Pretty much fucking the last 2 days, Thursday, Friday, work. Couldn't get really into the swing of things, as you know, your head's still not really in the game. But tomorrow being Monday, going back into work, it'll be fine. Just get back into it. But work. And of course, being still a little bit sick, I've just really kept a bit of a low game and just fucking in bed. And after this podcast I'm going back to bed,
charging the batteries back up. Well, the girls will be back home. They're going to watch How to Train Your Dragon at the movies tonight.
Is that an animated one?
It was an animated one, and now they've actually made it into like a real people one with fucking anime behind it and that sort of stuff. Obviously because they can't find any dragons or anything, so
yeah, it's a bit hard to, isn't it, these days?
Cool story, needs more dragons.
I know a couple of dragons, don't you worry about that.
If we do, mate, we'll talk about them tomorrow night, which will be, that's hard to work out in my head.
Yeah, I know.
Doesn't work.
Yep.
But I got to spend the day with my wife when I come back. So the Thursday, she had the day off, and we went into Coomera Westfield.
Yeah.
Went in there for lunch and, just had a bit of a stroll around.
Oh,
fucking
nice.
Escalator. People on escalators can fuck off, though.
Oh, is that you? Hang on.
Do you want to play a game? It's called Fuck Off. You go first.
Yeah, right, upper.
There's an etiquette.
Yeah,
I don't know how you roll, but, if I get on an escalator, I'm to one side. I'm not going to stand in the middle and fucking wings out or anything like that.
Yep.
And I'm walking. I'm not just standing on an escalator. It's like, I'm walking but people to stand right in the middle with their fucking wings out and just stand
fuck
there.
Fuck off.
Yeah, if you've got a shopping trolley, obviously, you can squeeze around it. But there's an etiquette.
There's an etiquette.
Yeah. What do you do?
Well, it depends on the type of escalator, because you know the real steep fuckers?
Mm.
I actually just enjoy the ride.
Yep.
But I do stand to the side.
Yeah.
So, and I'm always wary of if anyone's coming. You know, like, when you're halfway up, you sort of you glance over your shoulder.
Have a quick look.
And you go, all right, there's no one behind me, so whatever, I don't have to worry about it. But if someone's coming in hot and they want to go, you're like, yep, going through, mate. But that's those real steep fuckers. If it's just one of those travelators, I tend to walk it.
Yeah, I walk it.
Yeah, and it's just like, you're going to get there faster. And then, of course, there's the busy ones, like in shopping centres where it's hard to walk them because there's just so many people on there. But my etiquette is definitely always hugging the left-hand rail. Try not to touch it, of course.
Don't touch the rail.
There's some fucking shit going on there. Imagine licking that rail.
No, thank you.
Tongue it. definitely standing to the left, elbows in, letting anyone that's in a hurry go past. And I'll walk it. Majority of them, I'm walking them. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
you got to get there faster.
So just be kind. Fucking move over.
Yeah, correct.
You fuckers.
Bit like fucking, the highway, the road trip we did with fucking getting around some of those cars and some around those trucks and.
Does that not bore your fucking piss? Like those fuckers, and because you got set on cruise control. Don't even get me fucking started.
Yeah, I know.
It's just fucking. It's the age old.
How good
thing.
Is some of those truckies? They just go, "Yeah, bros, come around. You're right. You're good to go."
Exactly. So
there's some good ones out there.
Absolutely. But other than that, mate, just got back, trying to get back into the swing of things. I've only just packed my fucking camping gear up down the shed. So today was the first day I've been back in the shed.
Oh, really?
I haven't even been down the back yet.
Yeah,
so
right. Fucking, I don't blame you.
So the fucking, everything's out to dry.
The man flu is a serious thing.
And it is, mate.
If you don't treat it seriously, it'll fuck you.
Kill a normal bloke.
Exactly. Yeah. It will kill
you. Or a woman. Sorry, I'm just fucking joking. Do not fucking hate on me.
Sorry, I'm coughing in the fucking microphone. I'm not trying to.
And got home this afternoon. Well, come out of the house this afternoon.
Yeah.
And my daughter's been away. She went up to Gordon Country four-wheel driving and she's joined the girls all four-wheel driving club.
Oh, so, how good's that?
Yeah,
an all-girl one.
All-girl one.
Is that why your Land Cruiser's covered in
That's
shit?
That's my fucking Land Cruiser's covered in shit. And nice. She fucking got out of that thing, mate, with a fucking grin on her face, mate. You couldn't wipe off. Oh, so she's had a great time with that and all the girls. All helping each other.
So tell me a bit about this. Like, is it a Brisbane thing or?
Something she joined on Facebook. So she's obviously got a few of her friends that are joined in there and that. And yeah, they just
they do a bit of a road trip and
up to Gordon Country, which is around Warwick area.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck, it would have been cold last night.
-5. She informs me this
morning. Oh, hello,
Yeah, so -5. Her gear's not unpacked yet as well. So, and that was my motivating factor. To pack all my shit up because both the kids went away camping this weekend.
Yep.
So I can come out this afternoon and in the morning and go, pack your fucking shit away.
Yeah, yeah,
mine's been laying out in the lawn for fucking 2 days. But yeah, so I know where they're fucking, well, I know where they're coming from, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, copy that.
Mate, other than that, blah.
Correct.
Yeah, just deleting.
Well, before we get into the rest of the show with some call-ins, I'm going to take a piss. So let's do that.
Today's episode is also brought to you by TC Coolers. If you're looking for something unique, some custom gear to make your business stand out or your man cave even better,
then TC Coolers has you covered. TC specializes in custom stubby coolers, air fresheners, drink coasters, trucker haps, and much, much more.
And if you've got an idea, Thomas will make it happen. From design to delivery, he will ensure pickup is quick, with top-notch quality.
Whether it's for your business, branding, party favours, or just to add a personal touch to your space, then they can do it all. Visit TC Coolers on Facebook today and let's bring your vision to life.
Righto, we're going to get back in that fridge there, Brass.
We are.
Righto, fucking sounds good. Oh, and what else have you got over there?
Well, mate, I've noticed you've been barking a little bit. So, and actually Pink Bits across the road, he's heard you bark a bit.
Yeah.
So he's brought us over some cough elixir.
Is this cough?
Yeah, this is cough stuff, mate. It's, cough, not,
it's non-alcoholic cough lollinge. Yeah. Is it cough medicine? Is that
it's cough medicine, yeah. Elixir. Is and it
what
elixir?
What flavour is this cough medicine?
It is chocolate honeycomb.
Oh, okay. Well, cheers, Buzz. Welcome, upper.
Oh, it's not a drink, but yeah, no, it's not alcoholic. It's just
here we go. Yeah. Oh, it smells good too. Oh.
Oh.
Chocolate?
Mm. Chocolate honeycomb.
Mm, definitely. Mm. That's, fuck, I'm going to
that's going to, yeah, well, it's going to stop your cough, so.
Well, I hope so.
Mm. That's yummy.
Thanks, Pink Bits. You fucking, I'll tell you what, I don't know how we'd do these recordings without Pink Bits just being across the road. Oh, next door.
He feeds us. Loves his cooking, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
We should get our people to speak to his people and see if he wants to come on and do a cooking segment.
Well, why don't we email, get our people to email his people?
Yeah, or we could talk to him over the fence when we're leaving.
That too, bro.
Upper.
Yeah, cheers, mate. Go another one.
Ooh.
Oh.
I just want a tongue there.
You're talking about the drink?
Yeah. Not Pink Bits anyway. Not out.
All right.
Drink responsible too, people.
Yeah.
Oh. Didn't ya?
Did you?
Look what happened there.
Did you set me up?
I fucking did not, but I have noticed. Actually, mine's the same.
It's turned.
I reckon.
I didn't even eyeball that.
Fucker in
the fucking pull thing's not even on the top.
Fucking, that's why they were cheap.
I actually don't think this is going to open because I half fucked it.
Oh, no, you got it. Did. You got it. Actually, fucking lift your game.
Yeah, what's going on? Oh. You did the poo face too.
I've actually been watching you also do the poo face.
I think we all do, eh?
Yeah, it's fucking...
Cheers, mate.
Yeah, up ya.
All right, so up, yeah. We haven't had a few... we've got a few call-ins, yep. So I want to get a couple of these done. So we might as well just get straight into it. Here we go.
Hey, Stiffy and Barney. Bot from Bundy here.
Hey, Bot.
Bot.
Got a little tale for you. You know, the Olympic Village, one of our Aussie, you know, weightlifters, you know, they're generally, some of them a bit short, but they're very strong. He's in a lift and he got in the lift in the village and there's a American basketball player there.
Yep.
And he's just looking up at him. He says, "Jesus, you're fucking tall." And the basketball players looked down at him and said, "I'm 7 foot tall. I weigh 220 pounds. My penis is 18 inches long. My testicles weigh 3.5 pounds. And my name's Turner Brown." And with that, the Aussie weightlifters just passed out.
Oh, yeah?
And he gets woken up, the American basketball player slapping him and waking him up. And he looked at him. He said, "Fuck, can you say that again?" He said, "Yeah, I'm 7 foot tall. I weigh 220 pounds. My penis is 18 inches long.
Yeah.
My testicles weigh 3.5 pounds. And my name's Turner Brown." He said, "Thank fuck for that. At first I thought you said turn around."
Oh, fucking turn around.
Oh, fucking hell. I didn't know where that was going.
No, I was fucking lost. I was there. But it fucking come back in
well,
the end.
Well done, Bot, yeah, from fucking well Bundy. Mate, Turner Brown. I wonder...
I don't know if I can tell this story or not, but I'm going to...
Yeah, of course you are. So do you need the cone of silence or you're good?
No, fuck him. Fuck him. Right. So my brother was on... they were in Bali or something like that, and they were drinking with all the American sailors and shit at the bar, and he said he was getting quite fucking pissed and went into the bar. So he was with his wife, Temmie.
Yeah.
And he went into the toilets. He wasn't feeling real well and that, and he's fucking up there having to piss at the fucking toilet, and he's fucking passed out in the fucking the pisser on the ground with his cock hanging out.
Oh.
And so one of the American sailors fucking went in there after and fucking had a piss, and he's walked out and he's walked over and tapped Temmie on the shoulder. He said, "Temmie," he said, "your husband with the small penis has passed out in the toilet."
Oh my God. Oh,
that's your husband with the small penis.
I tell you, dude, I've got a story from the trip that we just went on. Being it's, you know, it's cold out there, right? But you know when you're busting for a piss? Like there's two things. When you're busting for a piss, let's just say, okay, one version, you're on the piss with the boys, you're at the pub, and you're pissing every 10 minutes, right? My old fella gets like fucking pretty big.
Yeah.
As in like he's, you know.
Yeah, ready to go.
Let's flip it. When you're out in the desert and you've, I don't know, sitting down and I don't know what it was. But anyway, I went for a piss, right? And I'm like, what? Where?
Well, you had to scare him out.
Where'd you go?
You had to scare him out.
He was an innie. Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, you stick your finger in your bum when that happens. They fucking poke his head out.
Now, every man would have had this...
Well, not...
Every man gets this, right?
Like, apparently not those sailors in America.
No, well, anyway, like you do... And I'm going to put my name... Not my name on it, but I'll put my hand up. Mate, when you call it an innie, it's like it's full on in.
Yeah.
Like you can push him all the way in and
it's like a temperature gauge. It's fucking cold.
Have you ever done the man she thing where you'd pull your... You know when you do the she thing?
Not that I'm going to say on here.
Okay,
no.
So, right, well, you pull your old fella down between your legs and you clamp your legs real and then you've got nothing there.
You look like a lady.
You look like a lady boy. How funny is dick tricks? Have you ever seen the puppet with...
Puppetry
with penis?
We went and watched that.
Did ya?
Yeah.
Did ya?
Yeah, that was fucking
good. Don't
they
do like an alarm clock or
wristband, the hamburger, the fucking... So one of my mates at the wedding, Paul Jackson, he fucking, I'll name and shame you.
Fuck,
he done the flaming duck.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's where you grab, say, your left hand, you grab the head of the penis for that one, and then you get the fucking, the balls like that. So it looks like, you know the old-fashioned ducks that they used to have on the wall of the...
As in the flying duck?
Yeah, the flying duck. Yeah, like those ones. So it looked like that. So you get that, and he goes, "Now light my pubes up. light my pubes up. So he fucking light his pubes up. And it's called the Flaming Duck.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So that
dude,
was fucking.
That, light my pubes
that
up.
Was a, that was my wedding. So
are
it
you
was
serious?
A fucking, yeah, 100%, mate. Fucking, I'll get him on and fucking get fucking him to explain hell. The whole lot of it. So
it's duck season.
Yeah. Duck season. It's duck hunting.
How do
season.
We get the fuck on talk onto this? I'll tell you what.
Fucking thanks for that, bot.
I had another story. Oh. So I was going to, yeah, what came up before the fucking dick thing was, have you ever, like, passing out? Like, yeah, so it was, whatever his name was.
Dan.
Dan.
Your brother
passed
Dan.
It, have you ever passed out in the toilet and woken up hours and hours later?
Not in the like, toilet, no. I've done that out the front of the Forbes Bowls Club.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, where so I could fucking physically, I could see people walking past me and stuff. And they said, oh, should we take his wallet and watch him? We'll just leave him there. Like, it was friends, obviously, thank God.
Yeah.
And I remember the cops fucking driving past us. Oh, that's just Hodge, you'd be right.
I passed out in the shower in Spain. So went to Spain on a boys trip thing, rah, rah, rah. 3 days, 4 days in, woke up one morning. I don't even think I went to bed. It was just a big bender of a thing on the mojitos and they just fucking rolled yeah. me. I end up, what's that, screenshotting, you know, like you're spewing and shitting yourself at the same time. Mate, fucking out both ends. And this toilet shower cubicle in my hotel room is all glass, but like frosted glass. And I was sharing the room with another bloke. So there was two big beds. And I shat everywhere and spewed everywhere in the toilet, right? Like messed up. And he's like, right, you got a bit going on. I'm going down to breakfast. I said, yeah, man, I'll clean this up. Don't worry about it. Anyway, I jumped into the shower. 4 or 5 hours later, I woke up in the shower, still running, still hot water. Right, just fucking, I'm glad I didn't roll over to the like drain.
Yeah. Imagine if your nuts actually fucking just fell over the top of the drain, dude. And fucking drowned everything.
Yeah, it would have.
So many stories I've heard so about that.
So passed out, just fell asleep on this hard floor, water running over me, woke up, and then I had to deal with the shit that spew in the bathroom, in the toilet. Oh.
So in the shower, do you just fucking waffle stomp it down? Like just fucking, just get, have you done that? You've done that.
Everyone's done that. Yeah, everyone's done that.
Just squish it down.
I have collected before, as in like when it's not worth waffle stopping, you know, like you've done a hardy. You can pretty much just pick up toilet paper and pick it up like a doggy bag and just drop it in the toilet. But when it's not a hardy, when it's kind of like...
I cannot fucking unsee
that.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah. Sorry, listeners. Yeah. But when it's just going to run down your legs scenario...
Oh, yeah.
Just
you fucking
let it go. Like, let it go. We've all been there. We've all shit ourselves, right? I'm probably shit more than anyone, but anyway... I shit anywhere too. Oh, fuck me. We probably already talked about this on last episode. But what about day three when we were in the Northern Territory and we fucking test drove that buggy for the first time and I went and had a shit in the fucking bushes.
Yeah, you got fucking nailed with that one.
Fucking Noah and his fucking drone came over and interrupted my shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, probably already spoken about that, so we'll leave that one alone.
Yep.
Oh, I could go on hours about shit.
It was funny because he was actually running over there with his fucking camera and went, oi, you got the drone over there? Fucking send the drone over. It was fucking good footage.
I was throwing rocks at the fucking thing. Yep. Anyway. Thanks, Bot from Bunny.
Yeah,
legend.
Cheers for that, mate.
Oh, fucking hell. Good. Yeah, here we go. Next one.
G'day, lads. How we going?
Oh, good.
Cordy's neighbour here.
Hey, Cordy's neighbour.
With a bit of a joke of the day for you.
Right?
Send it.
When I got sent to jail... I was held down and fucked really hard over a table for about an hour.
Yeah.
Just after that, I thought, Jesus, Uncle Brian takes playing Monopoly really seriously, eh? Love your work, boys. Keep it up.
Fuck me. Well, holy literally, fuck. He did. Uncle Brian fucking nailed him.
For an hour.
Nailed him.
Playing Monopoly, I did not see that coming.
Nah.
Oh my God.
Haven't heard fucking from Cordy's neighbour for a while.
What is that? Does it say on the sideboard of that Monopoly, it says...
free parking.
Is it free parking?
Is it free parking?
Wasn't there something that says go past jail or go to jail?
No, that's a card, isn't it, that you get?
Oh, fuck.
Do you cheat at Monopoly?
I don't play Monopoly. I hate it.
Why?
Because there's just... What you just said, there's cheating, there's shit going on, and
fuck,
it ends
mate.
Up in a fucking drama. I just go, nah. You know what I love playing? Connect Four. I'm a fucking master at Connect Four. And anyone out there, anyone, I'll fucking have you.
Good challenge.
I'll have the lads Connect Four fucking Monopoly.
Wow.
The lads Connect Four Championship Day at the Bowie Pub. Bring your fucking A game, I'll smash you.
Wow.
Yep, I'll just put it out
there. It's going to make for an exciting vlog.
Yeah, the whole 30 seconds, because it'll only take fucking 10 seconds for me to win it.
Bats. Fucking have to have a go. But yeah, so we fucking, I'm a fucking notorious fucking cheat.
Oh, I wouldn't put fucking it past Monopoly. You. How, like, so tell me your cheats.
My cheats, mate, I'm just fucking robbing cunts blind. I'm fucking stealing shit. I'm fucking, yeah, it's not good.
It's not good?
It's not good. Yeah, like, yeah, it's, right. Yeah, like, I'll skip a number or fucking, yeah, especially as the game goes on.
Because it's
like
a dice game, isn't it?
You count to fucking 10 and I'm doing, if it's 10's not what I like, I'll just move on to the next couple. Mm. So it's this bad, and this is how fucking good Monopoly is. They actually have a cheaters edition.
Oh, do they?
We have the cheaters edition of Monopoly.
Yeah.
So everyone's fucking eyes were on me. Like like everyone is just fucking like zoomed in, like zoned in on me. And my young fella, Jake, has fucking just robbed the bank.
So is there, I was about to say, one person's the banker, aren't they?
Yeah, so one person's
the
banker.
So are you always the banker?
No, well, I can be the banker, I can be not, but I'll still fucking steal money. But like fucking
how do you, I was going to say.
It just happens. It's just
I was
going to
say, I thought most of the time.
I see a little opening, I look at it, I assess it, and I go, fucking done.
You're upper.
Yeah, I'm into it. So.
And do you buy the hotels? Like, is that, cause
yeah,
it's all
I try
about
to buy everything. Buy I'll fucking everything, steal everything. Oh yeah, I'll move people's hotels.
Give me your rent.
Mine,
it's all about the rent, the money, the fucking this and that.
The lot. But so this cheaters edition, because everyone was so hyper focused on me because I'm the fucking cheater.
Yeah.
No one's fucking watching Jake over in the corner. He literally cleaned the bank out. So all the money. So the game lasted like fucking 8 minutes because no one had any money after they fucking brought all the first properties.
Yeah, right.
So they couldn't go on. So,
okay.
So but I helped him out there.
So that's the name of the game, isn't it? You end up with all the money and all the real estate.
Yeah.
Is that really the end of the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Until people, because you bankrupt them, so you've
got to sell your houses.
Yeah, and you just screw on people. Like you just fucking, I'll take that off you because you can't afford it.
I guess it's a good business game for any young players, as in like kids, to get into, but they just chuck the shits.
Yeah, don't learn off Uncle Barney. You're going to end up in jail.
You end up in jail like Cordy's next door neighbour?
Getting nailed.
Getting fucked over the table for an hour. Oh, thanks, Cordy's next door neighbour, legend. Yeah, right. He actually was watching the live stream too.
Was he?
Which we've already spoken about.
Yeah.
So I won't go too much.
Yeah, a few of the people I've already spoke to were Rod on the live stream and we're loving it. So, again.
We'll do that bigger and better.
Yep.
Right, next one.
Do it.
Okay.
Lads, just working on site today. Had one of Snow White's Seven Dwarfs come up and tell me a dirty little joke. He goes to me, "Geez, it's nice being in the sun, but I'd rather be in the doorway." Stay hard, boys.
So that's a newie. That's Tommy Miles.
Tommy Miles.
Yeah.
Hello,
yes.
Tommy.
Mate, that's a newie. Tommy, so shout out to you, Tommy.
Introduce yourself.
I didn't know who that was at start, so I had to write it down from the email.
Nice. I didn't get it. Play it again.
Oh,
I didn't get it.
Righto. Because you were...
Because I'm trying to go, who the fuck's this? That? I don't know who this is.
Here we go.
Lads. Just working on site today, had one of Snow White's Seven Dwarfs come up and tell me a dirty little joke. He goes to me, "Geez, it's nice being in the sun, but I'd rather be in the doorway." Stay hard, boys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you got it?
I get it now.
Yeah.
I get it now.
And it kind of throws you when they don't introduce themselves. Yeah.
Threw me.
Tommy's a full-blown Reggie. I haven't actually met Tommy yet, so shout out to you, Tommy. No doubt we will run into each other one day.
Yes, we will.
Yeah. He needs to come up with a nickname. Or we should give him one. Well, no, he needs to come up with a nickname.
Son. That used to be a big thing, didn't it? Like fucking calling people like in the back in the day. It was, everyone was going, you used to go, "Hey, son." Like fucking.
Yeah. Or Dahl.
Dahl.
You know when you go into a bowls club?
Yep.
And they're like, "What do you want, Dahl?" You're like, "Fuck, I haven't heard Dahl for a fucking."
Yeah. I actually got Dahl today.
Did you?
Where was I?
You got Dahl.
It was at Coles Boat, is it? Hey, Dahl, how you doing?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Was it from an old duck?
Wasn't it? No, I reckon she was younger than me, so Dahl.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, obviously I was looking
She must cop it a fair bit, and it's just
it's the same as like fucking the trip we've just done, like fucking Bull's big one now, Bull.
Bull.
Hey, Bull, there you go.
Hey, Bull.
Hey, Bull, there you go.
Hey, yo,
you Bull. Can't say it without fucking saying like that.
Yeah.
Bull or fucking Boss is another big one at the moment. Everyone's fucking calling them Boss. On the construction sites, that is.
Yeah, right.
Boss.
I can't remember. I can't think of any of the... What, some of the lingo we picked up out there. I can't think of any. It was all fucking braille.
I was going to do an accent, but I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, righto. Copy.
Copy. 10-4 over and out.
Next one?
Yeah, do it.
Thanks, Tommy. Cheers, brah.
G'day, Stiffy and Barney. Bot from Bundy here. How you going, guys?
He's back again.
Fantastic. Mate, I hope you're having a great time up in the Fink. And I was just catching up on your potties and still pissing myself over Filthy Phil's menopause story. Freaking hell, that was awesome. It just reminded me, got me thinking, why do all these horrible things that happen to women start with men? Like menopause, menstruation, manslaughter. Just a thought. Think about that, guys.
Ah. Oh. Yeah, right.
There's some head noise for you, isn't there? Why is it?
Oh.
Why is it?
Holy fuck.
I'm going to Google that shit. Why is it?
He's right, though, isn't he? Oh, fuck.
And they're called women.
And I just thought of mental health. That starts with men. Fuck, are we killing women? Oh, fuck.
No, we don't kill women. We take that very seriously.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Men. What do you say? Fucking menstruation?
Yep.
Menopause. Holy fuck.
See, I reckon menopause is where they actually put men on pause.
Isn't there... What?
It's men on pause. So it's men you're fucking... You're all fucking... Yeah, you fucking get way over there.
Yeah.
So when my wife gets... And I fucking love my wife, but when she gets menopause, I'm going on a little holiday.
I'm thinking of a thing... I'm sure there's a brain tumor called meningolomy or something like that. That fucking... Holy fuck, Bot's just done some fucking... Mm. Yeah, there's some head noise there. Thanks, Bot.
Mm.
I might have to look that up.
And there's actually that other drug. There was another one too. It's sort of a little bit off topic with that, but I'll spill it out. But there's that a new drug out for lesbians with depression at the moment.
I'm not trying not to laugh.
It's called Try Dicks Again. I'm fucking... nothing at lesbians. It's just a fucking joke. Fucking please do not fucking crucify me.
What's that drug called again?
It's called Try Dicks Again. Try cocks again.
Holy
yeah, that's
fuck.
That's it's just a joke. I'm fucking just joking.
That's gold, mate. That's fucking...
Love me for who I am, not what you want me to be.
Oh. Fuck, he's actually stumped me. I might bring something to the
next that's one. That's crazy. That's menopause, fucking everything.
Yeah, exactly. I've actually got a joke. Now, talking about a joke, have you got a joke?
I do have a joke.
All right, let's go to this. You want me to go first?
You go first.
All right, here we go. What do you call a Chinese cameraman? So imagine Noah from Peak Performance, but a Chinese guy. What do you call a Chinese cameraman?
Nah, I've got nothing.
Filming.
That's a dad joke. They need to come with warnings, those ones.
Yeah, there we go.
Right, yeah, mine is, I've actually written it down.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Have you?
Yeah. What do you call a fat psychic?
Nah, got nothing.
A fortune teller.
A what?
A fortune.
Fortune.
Fortune
teller.
I heard fortune teller.
Oh, fortune.
Yeah, all our jokes need to come with fucking warnings.
Talking about chins. Yeah. How's the fucking chins on us on the fucking side of that big billboard going to Allison back?
Yeah, I think we can fucking... Or we can give ourselves some cosmetic surgery. And this fucking thing, I wish I never fucking done that.
The thumbs up?
The thumbs up fucking thing. Because my daughter just walks past me going,
does she?
Fucking shithead.
Shout out to your Holly.
Shithead. Yeah. Shit kid.
She's gotcha.
She has.
Oh, that's so good. Mate, well, I got no more for today.
Nah, me either, mate. I'm going to go home and fucking tuck myself into... I'm going back to get into my Ugg boots, my fucking Star Wars jammies, and my fucking hoodie.
Are ya?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a fucking combo.
Mate, that's a fuck.
Do you feel comfy?
Yeah. Like, no one can hurt me in that. It's like, I could go to war in that fucking outfit, mate.
And everyone, how cute.
Yeah, it's just, is that a good little boy? And my fucking hoodie's got little penguins on it, so.
Has it?
Yeah.
Oh, no one wants to kill penguins. No. Mate, I think, the sun's going down right now and we should be getting cold. I'm actually got the sweats up that I'm...
Yeah, my back's sweating.
So I think I'll just go home and... have a shower and just veg out. Yeah, in my boxes.
I've cooked up a spag bowl, so she's in the slow cooker now. So she's there fucking got a heap of garlic in it.
I was going to say, what's your go-to for, is it a soup or a spag bowl or
it's a
pizza?
It's a spag bowl. It's, yeah, just spag bowl with lots of garlic and other ingredients in there. I can't tell.
So when you make a spag bowl, do you mix it all up where you put the sketty and then this bowl on top, you know, or do you mix it all up?
It's fucking, I'm glad you brought that up, Stiffy.
Yeah. What are you?
Just recently, and I'm talking like three spaghetti bowls ago.
Yeah.
I have just started adding the sketty into the fucking bolognese sauce and mixing it in and letting it sort of heat up a little bit in there. It's a fucking game changer.
Yeah. So you're a mixer.
So I've always been done fucking just like rinse it under hot water with the spag bowl, which you do anyway.
Put the sketty out on the plate.
And then put the sketty out, then the mince on the top, and the cheese up on top.
Yeah.
Parmesan. I like parmesan. Smells like ass, but fucking tastes great.
Tastes great.
But yeah, I've only just come across this, and I don't know even how I come across it, and it's fucking game changer.
Well, I run both. So when I do a spag bowl, I do that. First night is presentation, you know, sketty on the bowl or in the plate, and mince on top, cheese, yep. Oh, looks amazing. And then you just fucking mix it all up anyway.
Yeah.
But the leftovers, I just mix the whole thing up. Yep. So your leftovers, when you reheat it, is all mixed up. So I do both.
Yeah. So as soon as I go home, I'll put the sketty on and fucking boil it up fucking and just chuck it straight in the slow cooker, mix it in, let it cook for another fucking couple of minutes and it gets fatter.
Oh, it does. It gets fat. Because it's absorbing some.
It's fat.
It's fat. Fat is good.
Yep. Yeah, right. And I've got some donuts for when I get home too.
Have you?
Yeah, donuts coming.
Mm.
It was after that talk about if you were a man for a day, being a woman, how many donuts can you fit on your old fella? So we're gonna work that out tonight. I'll get back to you.
And do you have a sweet tooth? Or no, you don't really have a sweet tooth. Or you do? No.
No,
but when you're sick, have you got a dessert that you like or you just fucking vacate the dessert?
I'm a soup eater if I'm fucking crook.
Yep.
And
do you know the old cup of soup style? Do you run them?
Yeah, I run those.
Yeah.
Yeah, latza.
A latza
soup, which is like a curry sort of soup.
Ah.
Yeah, I'll get into those or just like a chicken noodle soup.
Oh, yeah, good.
Yeah, chicken noodle soup.
Chicken noodle.
It's just fucking comforting food, isn't it? On Vegemite and toast and tea, and you dip the tea. You dip the Vegemite and toast in the tea. And then
well, I was just about to say that, but with fresh bread. Like, as in you get your cup of noodle soup with hot, when it's too hot to drink.
Yeah.
And you get fresh bakery bread when it's that fresh.
Yeah.
Do the dab, dab, dab. Yeah. And the eat. Yep, so good.
I know it's for dinner tonight for you now then. Chicken noodle soup.
Chicken noodle.
Rightio, buddy. Well, I'll fucking look forward to catching up with you again tomorrow before I head away. Obviously, everything's in fucking reverse here at the moment.
Correct.
But yeah,
this episode's going to drop like in a week and a half or so.
Yep.
Anyway. Well, I hope you're having a good time up north with work, mate. Well, this time when this comes out. And then I'll see you when you get back. And we'll get into some normal stuff and probably start talking about what's next for the lads.
Yep.
Because this has just been epic. It's been fucking huge. It's
we
been
need
epic.
To do more of this.
I need to do one last shout out to JR, Justin Ryder.
Mm.
We just had him on the last episode that you would have listened to. Without that man, we would not have been able to do the adventure and the shit talking that we've just been doing for the last couple of weeks, months leading up to this. So thank you very much again to Justin Ryder for putting us on our ugly melons on the side of that race car.
Mate, what a man. And fucking is such a relaxed human, isn't he? Like, he's just fucking calm, cool and collected.
Yeah. Yeah. He knows how to deal with shit.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. So big thank you. And also a big thank you to Black Cat from coming on board as well. But, you know.
Yeah, looking forward to doing more things with you guys.
Yeah, exactly. And there's the vlog coming out soon as well. Actually, when this drops, the first one might already be out. So if you're listening to this, go to our Patreon site.
Yep. Keep an update on our socials, mainly on Instagram. And you'll find out when it drops. And
100%. So I'm the Stiff Man and I'm fucking out of here.
See yous. Bye. Come on, let's go.